week.
All right. I now call the Committee on Government Operations to order on Friday, September 30th at 3 o'clock p.m. in the President's Conference Room on the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving to agenda item two, roll call.
Senator Bond?
Present.
Senator Duvall?
Present.
Senator Jacoby?
Jacoby.
Senator Jacoby?
Present. Senator Jordan?
Present.
Senator McAvally?
Present.
Senator Smith?
Present.
And then Senator T. Jackson?
Present.
All right, quorum is present.
Sweet. So moving to agenda item three, public comment. Is there any public comment? Nope, seeing none. Moving to agenda item four, minutes. We'll be discussing the minutes from September 23rd, 2016. I'm seeking a motion. Senator Jackson?
I move to approve the minutes from September 30th, 2016 by unanimous consent.
I'm seeking another motion.
Wrong date. Oh.
23rd.
Oh, 23rd, did I say that? Oh,
yeah.
Sorry,
Senator Jackson?
Okay. I move to approve the minutes from September 23rd, 2016 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent? Seeing none, motion carries. Moving to agenda item five, old business. Senator updates on SAS project. Senator Jacoby, will you give an update to the committee on your progress on talking to the talking about scholarships?
Yeah, can everyone hear me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so I recently sent an email out to Senator Jordan's contact in the financial aid office. She responded to me, and not this coming Monday, but the Monday after, I'll be meeting with her to go over scholarships and that. I know last meeting, the newsman brought up good idea for a new scholarship. I can't because at the moment. But before I meet with her at the in the financial aid office, if you have any discrepancies that you notice with the scholarship or new proposed scholarships, or just generally any information you think would be relevant to that meeting, please send it to me. And then my primary focus would be talking about the addition of new scholarships. Seeing if the scholarships we currently have in place are being used, and minor grammatical errors or stuff, and that's about it.
All right, sweet. Senator Makabali edited one of the scholarships, so he can scan that and email that to you, or
give
it to him next time he sees you. That's what he'll do. So, yep, be looking for that.
Gotcha.
Oh, that's wrong. All right. So that's the only old business we have. Any other old business to be addressed? Senator DeMille.
I have an update. I met with Dr. Furukawa about the Pennington, and he agrees. He already has a spot to put a bulletin board that we changed in the SAS. I will have it for you for next meeting.
All right. Sweet. Sounds good. Any other old business? Nope. Seeing none, moving to agenda item six, new business. So last year what we did to go through the government operations is reading assignments were assigned through the SAS, and everybody read them. And then Senator Jacoby, will you mute your speaker, please?
Yeah, I got you.
Thank you. So so that's what we did, and then they would talk about the reading assignment in the committee. So this time what we're going to do is I'm going to assign a different title or a different chapter or a different section, depending on how big it is and how involved it is, to different senators. And I'm probably going to give you guys 2 weeks to complete it, but we're going to be having meetings most likely every week just to follow up on certain deadlines. It'll give you guys just benchmarks to meet, things like that. So what we're going to be going over right now is, because Senator Jacoby has taken title about the title about the scholarships, we're going to be moving on from there. To start, Senator Smith, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So I'm going to be sending you these sections of the SAS I want you to talk about on Monday. It's mostly about those things I sent you, but I'm going to send you those specific sections along with whatever she says that she needs. I'm also going to have you be going over Title 14 with her, which is the archives, which one of the reasons we're hiring another ledge clerk is to archive things, and so it seems only relevant to go over that in that meeting. So are you good with that?
Yep, I can do that. Just send it my way.
All right, sounds good. And then Senator Jacoby has scholarships. I'm covering a few things. So we have Senator Duval, Senator Makabalag, Senator Bond, and Senator Jackson that don't have things. So I have four new things. And so stick your hand out if you'd like to cover it. So let me just read them all to you first, and then you can volunteer. So first, I talked with Director Long this week a couple times. He's trying to make a couple minor changes to his just some procedural stuff in the SAS. Eventually it'll be some bigger stuff, but right now we're doing that. So we're going to have somebody meeting with him to go over what he would like to do and maybe kind of touch on Title II, Chapter 202, which is clubs and orgs in the executive branch. So if somebody would like to do that, Senator Bond, do you want to do that?
Sure. All right.
So you'll be setting up a meeting with Richard. So then we have Title III, which is the judicial branch. Chief Justice Bruchetta met with me yesterday to discuss some changes to his part in the SAS, some of his duties, some various things like that. So if anybody would want to meet with him, talk about Title III and whatever he specifically wants to talk about. Senator Makabal, if you'd like to do that. All right. We have Director Hurdle suggested that she wanted a few things done in the SAS. There's some minor changes. So if you want to go over her, I think that's Title III, Chapter, I forget which chapter it is because I just talked with her. But if somebody wants to meet with Director Hurdle to go over her section as well as whatever she wants to talk about specifically.
Yeah.
Sweet. And so, Senator Duval, you will be talking Title 15, which is legal services. So, if you'd like to change.
No, it's okay.
So, your contact is Director Heather Gilmore, who is a student worker. Gilmore, G-I-L-M-O-R-E. So, you're going to be talking with her, just kind of read through it, see if there's any discrepancies, if you have any questions, talk to her about it, see how she sees it going, like if the duties of each of the positions are still duties, if there's any more duties, if there's any duties that should be added, taken away, things like that. Just everything that relates to Title 15, go over it with her. So it sound good to you? Sweet. So I'm giving you guys 2 weeks to do these. But we're going to be having a meeting next Friday anyway, because I expect, at the very least, your meetings to be scheduled within the week.
Cool.
I mean, if you can get your projects done by, you know, next time, that's perfect. But the way that I kind of want to see it as we get further and further is a meeting scheduled and done within the first week, and then whatever relevant legislation needs to be written pertaining to your assignment, done in the 2 week span. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way I want to eventually get. So other than that, there's no new business unless somebody else has something. Is there any other new business to address? All right, seeing none, you all have your assignments. If you have any questions, just let me know. Moving to agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment? Seeing none, we'll be moving into agenda item 8, adjournment at 3:13 p.m. Thanks, Hayden.
Just sorry about your interview. Can't see anything with all your shade up right now.
Just walked straight to that.
Did you like that?
Title
it came peak.
I wasn't even interviewed. Who's the
size? That you should
bring
yeah.
Like,
and he's right there.
Yeah,
he's
set up
right now.